Mitt Romney has privately raised millions of dollars from New York's elite as Democrats launched coordinated attacks against the likely Republican presidential nominee, intensifying calls for him to explain offshore bank accounts and release several years of tax returns. The line of attack, dismissed by Romney's campaign as an unfounded character assault, follows new reports that raise questions about Romney's personal wealth, which could exceed $250 million. President Barack Obama's re-election campaign is expected to push the strategy throughout the coming week, underscoring their desire to portray Romney as disconnected from the middle-class voters he needs to win the presidency. On Sunday, billionaire industrialist David Koch lined up donors to attend a fundraiser for Romney at his Southampton estate. A broad coalition of groups from across the New York region crashed that fundraiser. They used the event to focus on the pervasive and ever-growing influence of Koch Industries' money on the electoral system. WBAI's Linda Perry spoke with Harry Weisbrenn, an organizer with the Job Party and Occupy Wall Street.
This weekend, we organized a Koch party in the Hamptons where we were spreading a message that we need money out of politics and voters in, whereas people like Mitt Romney are able to just buy people's votes through expensive television advertisements paid by super PAC billionaires.
So you were at a fundraiser for Romney at Koch's house, David Koch's house in Southampton, and the fee each person paid was $50,000 a plate, correct?
Yep.
So you guys were outside Koch's residence.
Yeah, we started, we had a march by the road that led into his house where all the cars passed. But then we also splintered off and had half the group, including myself, walk up the public beach directly behind the residence where they had the security detail in between us and the party. And we know for a fact the partygoers could hear us because they came out to take pictures and everything of us.
You said they could hear you. What were you guys saying?
We were chanting things like, "We are the 99%, money out, voters in, democracy's not for sale."
And paint the scene for us. It was a hot day.
Yeah, it was very hot. We were very sweaty, but as an atypical protest, it was great to be on the beach and by the water for a hot day like that.
And I understand there was a plane that MoveOn.org got that flew overhead.
Mm-hmm. A plane with a banner that said, Romney's got a Koch problem. Romney has a Koch problem.
And so as that was flying overhead, did you see the participants watching? Did you guys watch? What happened?
Yeah, we watched the plane. We're all excited to see it there. It was a great addition for MoveOn.
Mm-hmm. I understand that there was a lot of security there and that the partygoers, at one point, there were 30 cars that lined up waiting to pass security to get in. Where was the protest at that point?
We were by one of the security checkpoints where I'm not sure who. I think it was there was this Southampton police, the sheriff's department, that was checking people's IDs as their cars were pulling in.
And did you guys have any problems at all with the police?
Actually, it was remarkably positive. The police, we spoke with some of the officers. They emphasized that this is what democracy is for. They were polite. They worked with us. They met us halfway on anything we really wanted to do. And we were very happy to leave the event with zero arrests.
So you felt that this was a successful event?
I feel like it was one of the most successful events that Occupy has ever been a part of.
And why was that? Explain that to us.
I think it shows a model for how Occupy can collaborate with other organizations, particularly as the election comes up. I think Occupy is very much above the electoral, but that we have always been about the power of money to corrupt our politics. And I think this was a great way for us to collaborate with groups that are more partisan, like MoveOn, and like some labor unions, that would specifically target Romney, whereas we are able to focus on the money for both Romney and Obama. And then we've had protests at both sets of fundraisers, so we have some credibility there. And I think it's something we're going to see throughout the 2012 elections.
So you see an evolution in the way that Occupy may operate in the future?
I see us focusing in broadly on the issue of money in politics, which has always been one of the forefront issues we've had, but I think it's a connecting issue between everything else.
And so who were the people who came out? Were these people who knew about what the Koch brothers had been doing? Or were they talking about specific things that the Koch brothers had endorsed? Who were the people?
Well, there was large groups of occupiers. There was Move On members, union members. There's a local church group that organized participants in the Hamptons. And I think people, grassroots activists, are becoming increasingly aware of who the Koch brothers are and what they're doing because we have to. Because we've been hearing for years now about the Tea Party, which frankly is little more than farce at this point, considering how the Koch brothers are able to fund and implement whatever policies they want through their subsidiary, Americans for Prosperity, which is in direct alignment with the Tea Party. So I think if anyone who wants to lessen the impact of the Tea Party, not only on our national discourse, but on our policy, we need to confront the Koch brothers because they're one of the main roots of the problem.
Understood. And how did this action bring attention to that over the weekend?
This action emphasized the message that we need money out, voters in, and then money out of politics, voters into it. And I think that the message that Romney has a Koch problem is a powerful one because his connection and fealty to the Koch brothers exposes his view that it's okay for big money to purchase our democracy.
Harry Weisbrenn is an organizer with the Job Party and Occupy Wall Street. He spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry.